Perhaps you've heard of fair trade products you can purchase in this country that guarantee the producers in developing nations are paid a fair wage for their work. We may think it's a relatively new idea, but you can find the idea being practiced before the Civil War. It's today's feature on the American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Levi and Catherine Coffin were Quakers opposed to slavery. For most of their lives, they assisted freedom seekers on the Underground Railroad. However, Levi's work in a growing mercantile business led him to Cincinnati, where he attempted another way to bring an end to slavery.
If we can't stop slavery legally or from behind the scenes, we'll try economics, because they know that the driving factor is the money that people are making in the South off of commodities such as cotton. Cotton is king.
Joanna Hahn at the Levi and Catherine Coffin State Historic Site says if Levi and other business owners could get those opposed to slavery to not purchase products produced with the help of slaves, perhaps they could bring the practice to an end.
There's a growing movement called the Free Labor Movement, trying to get Americans to think more consciously about their buying choices, and that if you really have a problem with slavery, you shouldn't be buying sugar that's being coming from the South American colonies where slavery is prominent.
Levi worked in Cincinnati to make goods produced with free labor available to businesses and citizens who would support the effort.
This actually was an idea that started even before the American Revolution, so it shows you how far it had come by that point. But unfortunately, not enough Americans could give up how cheap many goods were at that time, and the luxury of having such cheap goods.
It is an idea and a challenge we still find in our world today.
So it's sad that it never took off, but it's kind of interesting how it relates today and how even today we're still, as consumers, asked to consciously think about how we buy and where we get our materials from.
All told, the Coffins spent about 50 years of their lives assisting the Underground Railroad and the abolition of slavery. The State Historic Site here has a great museum and tells the history of the Coffins' work. Traveling the countryside in Fountain City, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.